America seems to be of two minds about Walmart, a split illustrated by a debate that's currently underway in Chicago over whether to allow Walmart to build what would be its first store in that city. Joining us now is Dan Mihalopoulos, the City Hall reporter for the Chicago Tribune. He's with us from the press room at Chicago City Hall. Nice of you to be with us today.
No problem.
So what's Walmart proposing to do?
Walmart is proposing to build two stores in the city of Chicago. They're looking at a number of sites. As you know, traditionally, Walmart has considered sites in suburbs and in rural areas more important than urban sites. But as other parts of the country are saturated, they're looking to move into cities. And actually, right now, Chicago is the largest city in the United States without a Walmart. And so they're looking to build two of them, one on the west side of Chicago and one as part of a larger project on the south side of Chicago.
And first, let's talk about the opposition. Where's it coming from and why?
Well, when it came up to the city council for final approval, a number of aldermen raised questions and have stalled the project. Their questions are surrounding Walmart's anti-union position. Of course, Walmart has never allowed unions to organize among its workforce, and a number of aldermen, including Alderman Ed Burke, his precise quote at a council meeting was, "This is a Democratic city, and it's a union city," and the implication being that Walmart is not union and also has traditionally supported Republican candidates.
Now, who supports Walmart, and why do they do so?
Well, the aldermen in those areas where the Walmarts would be built support the construction. And traditionally in Chicago, the aldermen have what's called aldermanic privilege. Basically, they have a say on zoning matters and development matters on their turf. And this time, for the first time in memory, really, aldermen in those areas have had their preference for this project ignored. Those aldermen who oppose Walmart have decided to delay the project, and a final vote could come later on next month.
What about the mayor? What's Richie Daley think?
Well, the mayor says Walmart should be allowed to open in the city. A lot of money spent by Chicago consumers goes to Walmarts in the suburbs, some of which are very close to the city of Chicago. I think Walmart estimates that that's worth $500 million a year to them.
And I think others have pointed out that the mayor's brother's law firm represents Walmart.
But of course, the mayor says that that has nothing to do with nothing.
So how big an issue is this in Chicago?
It's a big issue. Certainly, there are areas of the city where these Walmarts are being proposed that are areas that do not have many shopping opportunities. The alderman in one of those areas pointed out that they don't care whether the jobs are union or not.